4:24 to go in the third quarter, and the Chillicothe Hornets showing their character once again. They've come right back. They've taken a 13-8 lead. They tried for two, but great defensive effort that time stopped them. Graves will kick off the left hash mark.
Now this kickoff can't get a big run back. They need to get center back deep in their own territory. That last scoring drive in centers, they had it Nick on field position, and that could have been a big factor. But right now, let's get the defense
in. Return out to the 41, set up that first drive of theirs in the second half. Oh, short kick. Bounces over the receiver's head. He goes back and picks it up. McKelvey trying to bring it on the right side. Hits the 10 and dives out to the 13-yard line. But the officials thought there was a fumble. No fumble on the play. So Chillicothe,
he's going to mark it on the 12, I believe, Russ.
Got an AstroTurf bounce. Robbie Vincent coming up to make the stop. Check that Travis Clark.
That ball bounced over his head, and I thought, my, we might get the ball in the end zone, but it didn't happen. But they've got the ball deep in their own territory, and that's what we hope for.
McKelvey couldn't recover and had to go back inside the five to pick it up. So this time, not quite as good field position. First and 10 from the 12. Thompson drops right back and gives it to Wheathorn. Goes off the right side, pounds his way across the 15. Jeff Staten making the stop.
Well, one thing about it, center, just they run that wishbone to perfection. It's just power football, and they do an excellent job. We've got some sort of equipment problem here. They're going to call a timeout.
Like Pickering is having a problem with around the headgear. I'm not sure if that's a chin strap or not. And now it's the shoulder strap, what they're working on now. With 3:45 to go in the third quarter, Chillicothe leading 13-8. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. Well, Pickering will come out to get his equipment worked on. So it'll be a second down, sixth situation for center at the 16-yard line. Thompson, the quarterback, calls the signal, takes the first man through, trying the left side on the option. He's hit it, wrestled out, fumbled. Brent Adams came up with it. Brent Adams got it. Chillicothe comes up with it. First and 10 from the 16-yard line. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.
For the best deals on a new car or pick.
Well, I'm having to hold Bud Schaefer back into the booth here because it was Mr. and Mrs. Schaefer's little boy, Bill, that stripped Thompson of the football. Adams came up with the loose football, and Chillicothe is in business. First and 10 for the 16-yard line. Pitch out, right side. Adams, who recovered the fumble, got down to the 15. Fought his way inside the 15. They're going to mark you right at the 15, though. Phelps Murdoch in on the stop. 2:53 to go in the third. Clock is rolling. Pick up of one on the play. One hard-earned yard by Brent Adams. Hornets come up. Strong side, left formation. Full house backfield. Moffin, the long count, turns, calls timeout. Apparently, a little mix up in the backfield or something. Moffin didn't like what he saw. He turned around quickly and called timeout. With 2:27 to go in the third quarter, we'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.
You might think.
Stops at line of scrimmage. Keith Lawless, the free safety, was shooting at the gap, the same gap that they tried to run through. Good timing and a good gift for Keith Lawless on that one. Stop for maybe a half yard gain. Third down. And 9.
Chillicothe is 3-7 on third down conversion.
Strong side left formation. Third down and 9 for the Chillicothe Hornets at the 14-yard line. Bobbin spins, pitch out, right side, Bender shoots inside the 10, the 5, touchdown! A 14-yard touchdown run by Kevin Bender. 19-8, Chillicothe leading, 1:47 to go in the third. decided to go for the one-point conversion. They failed the last time on the two-point conversion, so they're going to go for the one. Bopping to hold, or check that, Snyder to hold. Good snap. The kick is up. Splits the upright. It's good.
Got a flag.
Flag is down.
That's probably one of those that's going to be assessed against center on a kickoff. It would appear.
Let's see what the officials are calling on this. They're talking amongst themselves. The legal procedure to call against Chillicothe. So we'll have to try the kick again. I thought I might have seen a little movement on that one, on the line. So we'll try the conversion once again. So we'll march it back 5 yards, put it at the 8. Procedure the call against Chillicothe. So we'll try the one-point conversion again. Chillicothe leading 19-8. So the ball would be marked at the 15, so Jason has to sail at 25 yards for the conversion. This time a whistle blows again. And I believe this one's going against Kansas City Center. Going back and forth on this one. Now a procedure to call against Chillicothe. We're going to move it back again. Well, to keep this up, Jason might be attempting Tom Dempsey's record.
62-yard. Well, he could kick it from here. It's just, it makes it.
Well, the ball is lined up difficult. Right in the middle of the field. He just right. has to have the distance.
And it'd be equivalent of a 30-yard field goal because Chad'll spot the ball. Chad Norris spot the ball at 20.
So here we go again. This time the snap is good. The kick is up. A line drive kick. But the upright. So after all that, the Grays gets the extra point. 20-0, the Hornets lead, 1:47 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Hornets football on KCH. Jason Grays will kick off for the Hornets. McKelvey and Mike Thompson back to return the kick.
If we get another big bounce like we had that last time, to really help Chillicothe is on this kickoff, they've got to put center deep in their own territory, and I hope they're charged up now because they've got to have momentum.
Last time Jason kicked off the left hash mark, he kicks off the right hash mark this time, takes it on the 12, that is Wheathorn. Wheathorn on the left sideline, cuts it up across the 30, the 40, dragged down from behind, got up to midfield to 48-yard line. Eric Reeder making the stop. It's a good thing Eric Reeder was there, or else we'd had a foot race to the end zone. And I had a feeling Brian Wheathorn would have won it. So once again, a good kick return by the Center Yellow Jackets gives them good field position. That's how they got their first score of the ball game. On the second half kickoff, got it out to the 41. This time they've got it out to the 48-yard line. We'll see what we can do here. Tim Sparks will line up wide to the right. Check that Tim Hedges split out wide to left. Wheathorn left side on the handoff. Gets it down to the 45-yard line. Shoot up about 6, making 7 yards on the play. Bring up second down and 3 from the Hornets 45. Wheathorn, Clayton Allen, and Travis Williams are running back. I believe Allen Clayton carried once here in the second half. He's the fullback. Thompson calls the signals. Looking downfield, looking to pass. Incomplete. Overthrew his intended receiver, Cliff Manning. By about 5 yards, David Ochsenfeld's in on the coverage for the Chillicothe Hornets.
We got 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and this has been a whale of a football game. Two fine football teams going at it here.
Manning had a stop at Ochsenfeld that time, but Thompson heaved a little bit too far. Hedges split out wide to the right. Thompson on the give, brings it back to Wheathorn. Wheathorn checks that Travis Williams hit and knocked down a 5-yard loss. The Chillicothe Hornets defense comes through. Eric Olson and Jeff Staten in on the tackle. Williams never had a chance, got the football, and right there, Eric Olson wrapped him up as soon as he got the football. Took a step after he got the handoff, and that was all she wrote.
Going to bring up fourth down at about three, and it appears as if center's going to go for it, and Tom, this could be the ball game right here with 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Tom Hedges comes in with the play, splits out wide to the right. Thompson takes to get the first man through, trying to have the option, keeps it down to the 40. I believe they got to the 40. If they did, that is the first down for the center. It is the first down, so a gamble, and it paid off so far for center Bob Smith, electing to go on fourth and three.
I think he figured with the way Chillicothe's moving the ball that his only hope was to keep the ball here himself and go for the first down, which they did very effectively.
That's going to be the last play of the third quarter, so we've got 12 minutes left in the season. 28, the Chillicothe Hornets leading. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Hornets football on KCHI.